This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, it's the live Sunday edition of the program, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And I'm Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. But last night, Mark, you had said, and it was kind of toward the end of the show, we had loads of calls. We didn't really have a chance to allow you to fully explain your position on these Confederate and or Civil War statues that have been all the controversy here within the last week or so, what with the racists and the Antifa folks, the anti-fascists, down in Charlottesville fighting over a statue of Robert E. Lee down there. And that was not last Friday, but the Friday before that, made big headlines, and it's been talked about throughout the week. There have been other statue-related actions that have gone down within the last week, including some protesters in North Carolina pulling down and destroying some other kind of Federate or Confederate statue. And then, Mark, you had a story about Baltimore, where the city actually took down some statues in the middle of the night.
Yeah, skulking around. Like rats.
And you had said originally that you support the statues, but then last night you said something about how you wanted to take them down.
Yeah, so we had a caller call in.
You changed your mind.
Right. We had a caller call in, and he said something to the effect of, I said taking the statues down is like ISIS kicking over, religious, ancient statues over in the Middle East. And, you know, that bothers me greatly. From a standpoint of history, I think we... I like the idea of preserving history. And he said that it was more like removing the statues of Saddam Hussein, or all the Lenin and Stalin statues that were removed in the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc states and those sorts of things. And I got to thinking about it, and I think I have to agree with him. So one thing that we need to understand is that most of those statues were not put up by the children of these, slain, rebel soldiers or, whatever. And they're generally put up, those statues were put up at times of sort of, when you saw more civil rights occurring, right? Like civil rights would be on the rise. The amount of statues would be on the rise, right? Like, okay. And... to me, that what that says is the statues were put up as sort of a warning to some extent to, blacks and people of color about, getting too uppity. That kind of thing.
I think so, huh? Okay.
I can see the point that is made there.
Yep.
Second point is the statues aren't history. They are, they can remind us of history. They're symbols of history, but they're not history itself. You're not destroying history when you take down statues. Now,
was the argument of those who were against it.
I'm against people destroying statues. Those college students that destroyed that Confederate statue in North Carolina, I think that they should be found and made to pay for what they destroyed, and everything should be put right.
Hmm.
So my opinion's somewhat nuanced here, but I can see the point. But when we start making statements like, we're going to remove Confederate statues or whatever, you need to understand that there is no idea that survives the public theater without some form of compromise, right? Like, you're not going to bring this idea without a compromise. I'm not even going to accept it without some level of compromise. You can't just say, all the Confederate statues go away. Johnny Ray, how does that make you feel, the idea of all the Confederate statues going away? All three of us here are born south of the Mason-Dixon line.
I don't care if they're publicly funded. I don't care what happens to anything.
I say take them all down.
Yeah.
Confederate, Union, every war statue ought to come down.
Yep, amp stinking anarchists and their crappy opinions. So,
as far as just statue qua statue, I don't think that they should come down. Or just being statues of generals, I don't think that should make them objectionable. And just as they are, with not considering who paid for them, I feel bad about a statue of General Lee coming down because I like him. I did a report on him in the third grade.
No, I think I'd find it unlikely that there are very many Southern kids that didn't have to do some kind of report on Robert E. Lee. Huh. And as a result,
I don't remember what I did reports on in school.
Yes, I know. Well, drugs are a terrible thing, kids. Anyway, going on.
It has nothing to do with drugs.
Many of these statues, I'm only talking about statues that are on government land.
Well, in which case, when I say take it down, I say take it down and put it somewhere else. I don't care if it gets destroyed. I mean, there are going to be people who really love these statues, and they're going to want to protect them. And the best way to protect something you love is to put it on private property where you can take as good a care of it as you possibly can, unlike leaving it to the government on some public land where it could be vandalized or it could be destroyed at a moment's notice based on some uppity group of college kids or whatever. So let everybody who loves those statues go ahead and pay to move them somewhere private.
I don't
private.
Know what happened with those college... Okay, so college campuses are, in my opinion, somewhat different. We are talking about an organization here that decided for whatever reason. I mean, think about... I think it's William and Mary. Please, I'm really sorry, anybody out there who knows better than I. But, Thomas Jefferson, the college that Thomas Jefferson set up, should it have a statue of him on it? He was a slave owner.
Mm.
I mean,
that's a great question. If it's a private college, then I would say it doesn't matter.
Well, what does private mean?
No state funding.
Well, every college except Hillsdale then is a public college. Mm. And William and Mary is Thomas Jefferson's college. Thank goodness.
This isn't anything I care about. I don't care enough to spend any time on it. I'm just saying that's my opinion. That's
I understand you don't care.
Worth crap.
I care a great deal about this subject.
Yeah.
And I think that it gets really difficult. So what I'm talking about is parks. Because if you think about Arlington Cemetery, you know who Arlington Cemetery belonged to?
Nope.
Robert E. Lee.
Huh.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Should it have a statue of Robert E. Lee on it? What about all the black soldiers that are buried there? My God, it's a terrible thing for them. Right? So, please, people. If you're talking, hating on a piece of bronze because of what it is, melded into, and that's what I saw with these college students kicking it and spitting on it, destroying it, mangling it. It looked like a big brown blob, and they're dancing around like a bunch of rubes. They're not creators, these kids.
Yeah.
They're destroyers.
A lot easier to
destroy. They haven't lived on the planet long enough to even understand what creation's about. Mm. All they understand is their entitled attitudes and what it is that they want. You know, and I mean, I was outraged when I saw all this.
Yeah.
So the idea of these statues being left out to these mouth-breathing mendicants, these beggars, these entitled beggars. I mean, they're these kids. They may be something great in a few years, but right now, the ones I saw on film, I mean, just a bunch of a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think these statues, frankly, should be left out for them to destroy.
Yeah, so I say put it on private property, and then if somebody comes on there that's not allowed, then you got to trespass.
There are issues. So if they give it, say, do you think the VFWs, DAVs, and these sorts of organizations, American Legion, might want to buy some of these statues, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, but I can see them just being part of American culture, which overwhelmingly seems to be the popular sentiment, seems to be against the statues. And I could see the VFW. I don't really know much about the VFW, so I can see these clubs, these gentlemen's clubs, going the way of this sentiment that we're seeing on the mainstream media.
But if you're talking about liquidating these statues, they would, I would see them, you're talking about today. So what you're talking about is ex-soldiers who and males.
These are those old guys that always have the, like, the war hats on, where they have their ship. If they were in the Navy, it's got, like, the name of their ship on it. These are the guys you see at the VFWs. These guys are not going to just let those statues go away. They absolutely would. I think they would.
Those statues are going to end up on those VFWs, and that means they're liable to not be in the middle of a park where you have to take a walk and see some squirrels in order to see the statue. They're going to be right on the side of the road when you're driving to
sure, whatever.
Church, school, the convenience store, the right. grocery store, whatever it is, it's going to be right there for people to see. So this may be a solution that is even worse than what we have today.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We get your calls on the way, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and don't forget our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can call us there, too. It's Free Talk Live.
You're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go. Go to your phone, because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Our number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Skype username lrn.fm.
So if we talk about nutritional supplements here for a minute, there's a few things you need to know. First off, if you're just looking at the average daily multivitamin thing you get at the store, you're talking about a pretty low cost per pill, but you're also talking about a pretty low result per pill. It may have vitamins and minerals, but those things are going to be synthetic. They didn't come from, you know, plant-based materials. They're not actual food. They're chalk. And they don't include things like probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants. When you look at Whole Food Multi-Complete, it's got everything that you need. Seven different supplements with, I can't tell you, like 40-something different sort of nutrients. And they've been making it for 15 years. It's a great product. When I started taking it, I lost right off the bat something like 10 pounds. And I lost it with no effort, to the point that I didn't even understand why I had lost weight. I didn't even understand, like, why have I lost this weight? Well, it turns out it was the probiotic in it. I watched this movie, like, The Gut or something, and it got informed. And, basically I got balanced out, and it caused a weight loss. So I got to recommend this thing. I'm going to continue buying SimplifyMySupplements.com even after they choose not to advertise here on Free Talk Live anymore, because this is now part of my regimen. It's part of my routine. You and I can save 10% off our orders by simply using coupon code FTL. Every time you order, you can use this. So previously, their previous code was simply your first time. So we've got a new code, the code's the same, FTL, but the new savings is 10% off every order at SimplifyMySupplements.com, and it's a great product.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Mark, you've changed your mind about...
I really didn't get to finish what I was saying, though. There's caveats.
Okay, so far you've said that you are in favor of the removal of not just Confederate, but also Northern statues?
Well, right, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But that is the truth.
Okay.
So I think that... You know, again, there's no idea that survives the public discourse without some level of compromise.
Yeah.
If the idea on the table is removing Confederate statues, I have some caveats. First off, we're just talking about public land, and I think we need to be really specific about what type of public land.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be colleges. Arlington Cemetery was donated by Robert E. Lee.
Mm-hmm. It was taken from him.
Was it taken from him?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It was previously his land. I don't think that a statue of Robert E. Lee at Arlington Cemetery is somehow, you know, an abhorrence,
okay,
personally.
So you're going to make some exceptions.
I think there should be some exceptions. Uh-huh. Further, I think that, in order for the Southern folks out there to not feel put upon, like this is, you know, they're now a subclass of people that are being vilified and singled out, we probably should pull down those Yankee statues, too. How do those serve to forward America if the Confederate statues don't? And please call in and tell me, 855-450-3733, because to my mind, well, if you're going to pull down the Confederate statues, you need to pull down the Yankee statues. Every time I go around this Yankee statue in Central Square here in Keene, it annoys me just looking at the thing.
Mm.
Now, if you, I, and Johnny Ray went out there with a rope and pulled that thing down and danced around and spit upon it, I'll bet you the first thing that comes out of people's mouth is racist.
Hmm.
You know, and I don't think that's the reason. I just don't particularly like it. At one point, lines were drawn and teams were formed, and for whatever reason, by accident of birth, I happened to have been born on the gray team, and that's that.
You don't have to be on any team.
I don't have to be.
No, you don't. But that's why I say I don't really care what happens to those things, but ultimately I'd like to see them come down. But in the meanwhile, I do enjoy it when people will do things to the statue. So, for instance, there was the peace symbol that somebody drew on that thing, and it was up for so long.
I don't think you should... put a I don't think you should graffiti a statue.
I know you don't think
that. It's a statue of a Yankee.
I thought it was great. And
very big of you, Mark.
If somebody goes and they put a peace symbol on it, there's nobody going to be able to call them a racist. So what you were saying was if you took the statue down and mistreated it, then you'd be called a racist. But if somebody draws a peace symbol on it, then they're just a peacenik. And there was also that one time when Bo Davis climbed up the statue and slid the peace flag into the statue's hands where it's holding the gun.
Yeah.
And I got a picture of that.
That's great.
And
that's a great picture.
That's the picture for freekeen.com.
And
I love
the statue survived it, you know, intact. I really don't have a problem with it. But that statue belongs in a museum.
Mm.
That statue does not belong out there as a triumphant accolade, a blaring, honking goose out in front of every person born south of the Mason-Dixon line as they drive through Keene, New Hampshire. Honk! Ha! Honk, right? Like, I just, that thing belongs in a museum.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Carl's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
See, I saw when they pulled that statue down in Durham. The police stood right there. They let them do it, and I thought they should have protected that statue. And I believe that four have been identified and arrested because I thought their lawyer said, well, they didn't hurt anybody, and I'm thinking, I mean, there's legal ways to get that statue taken down.
Yeah, but that takes longer.
I know, but what I liked is they were kicking and kicking that statue, and I was saying, break your foot, break your foot, break your foot, you idiot. That's what I was thinking to myself.
So you think the statue should stay up? Should they move to inside museums? Should they move to private property? What do you think should happen?
Well, if you got to take them down, put them where people can see them if they want to. Museums, I think that's a good idea. And as far as I know, in Arlington, I think there's rebels buried there, too. You can dig them all up and get them out of Arlington.
No.
Well, yeah, one of the issues here is that there are enough people out there that truly do want to erase history. And I'm not saying that pulling statues down is erasing history. But people do want to erase history, and you can't get that.
Seems like it. And how about if you have I don't know. Is there any statues in Texas of Sam Houston? I bet there's a lot of Mexicans there would say, he killed Mexicans after the Alamo. That's got to come down. I mean,
there was a kerfuffle over a Sam Houston statue, and I believe because of the Civil War or whatever, and I believe he stepped down as governor because of the Civil War. So.
Okay. How about this? Why now? Why now are you tearing all these statues down? Why are they?
That's a good question.
2017. Why?
Yeah.
The last thing is why are some of these protesters being paid to be there? I wonder.
That's
about
the claim is that there's paid protesters out there.
I'd need to see proof. You know, there'd have to be some kind of proof.
Yeah.
Of that. But hey, thanks for the call, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Nick is also in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hey, Nick.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was really surprised when you didn't know that Arling Cemetery used to belong to General Lee.
I think two of my co-hosts knew that, but I didn't know. Hang on.
Ian doesn't specialize in that kind of information.
Yeah, hey, hang on, Nick. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If we get the chance, we'll give you the latest on what's happening in Venezuela. But of course, the statues continue to be Confederates and Yankee statues continue to be the source of controversy.
As, Just like that, they stopped talking about Russia.
That's a good point. So you can bring up anything you want here. If it's Russia, that's fine too. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about the Bullet Blocker.
Well, Bullet Blocker is a company, bulletblocker.com. And what they do is they make garments and bags that are bulletproof. So you can go there and get, a jacket or a coat. Now, these are, they look for all the world like the kind of coat you'd wear during the winter. And they are the kind of coat you'd wear during the winter. Very sort of traditional, classic styles available to you. And they stop bullets, handgun bullets. I mean, don't expect them to stop some kind of 50 cal sniper rifle or anything like that. But Most of the bullets that kill people in America are handgun bullets, and this will protect you and your family. They make clothing, backpacks, briefcases. The products are attractive, well-made, right in here in the U.S. You've got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have a nice jacket that stops bullets, too. You can get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Airport security friendly. They actually can ship it around the world. It's the thinnest and lightest ballistic material available on the market today, and it really is very sort of wearable, and it doesn't look like you're wearing something that's bulletproof. These things take a little bit of time to deliver, so if you want something for when it starts getting cold and you're up north right now, now's the time. So bulletblocker.com, get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com.
Let's go back to Nick in New Jersey listening to WPG. Nick, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay. The thing about the statue, that's just a small thing for the big picture that the liberals have in mind. First of all, I know that you know that the Democratic Party, Democrats, were the ones that were for slavery. And a lot of people don't know that. You know, they're ignorant to it.
I think they are, but... things have changed since then, too.
Okay, this is where they're going. Let's get rid of the statues. Let's get rid of all the history about this so we can't be tied to that. And what they're trying to do, eventually, is push this country towards socialism. That's
already there, dude. Do you think the statues are stopping the country from going to socialism?
No, that's just a start and get rid of all the books.
What do you mean it's the start, dude? This country's already socialist. I mean, have you noticed the healthcare system? Have you noticed the forced wealth redistribution, welfare?
Right.
I mean, the military? All of these things are socialist programs.
Right, and but they want to have it totally there.
What would make it totally socialist? I mean, what other things do they need to change to bring about total socialism?
Maybe have like somebody like Bernie Sanders be the next president of the United States, talking about all this free stuff, and then and then our country gets falls to pieces like Venezuela. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it would be that much of a difference because, like, there are so many government wealth redistribution programs right now. You're only talking about a difference of degrees, right? You're talking about going from, you know, mostly government control of healthcare to total government control of healthcare. I mean, I'm not supporting that. I think that's a terrible idea. But ultimately, most of the healthcare dollars are spent by the government or governments in the United States already. So you've got a mostly socialist healthcare system. They've pretty much accomplished their goals. I mean, it was, what, a decade ago, Mark, where we talked about the Communist Manifesto and the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and it was, what, 8-ish of the 10 planks have been completely or mostly implemented in the United States. So, I mean, we're just talking about a matter of degrees here. I think it's silly to act like the path to socialism has just begun. I mean, this country's been going down that path for a long time.
The path to leftist socialism is what the caller is trying to say.
Well, right, because the rightists won't admit their socialist tendencies.
Right, people won't realize that Republicans are just a bunch of socialists, too. It's that they have different socialist programs that they like.
Like the military.
Right, the military is nothing but a big, giant socialist experiment. You know, what would it be like if we created a whole industry that was completely funded by the government and then funded the heck out of it? So, yeah.
Listen, gentlemen, I agree so much with you as government. Is too big, it sucks, and I wish they would just get out of our lives, like you say, and where you live. Hell, I wish I could move up there myself out of Jersey, you know?
What's trapping you in Jersey?
Well, I don't know if I can afford living there, you know? Hmm.
Well, I suspect there's more taxes in Jersey than there is in New Hampshire. I mean, New Jersey, if you look at the Freedom in the 50 States study that came out this year, I believe it was number 46 of the 50 states. So, I mean, overall tax burden between New Hampshire and New Jersey is probably a lot of a big difference.
I heard how you guys like volunteer to help somebody when they moved up here. Like a bunch of guys got together and helped unload the truck and everything. I think that's so cool. You know, now my question to you is this. This train, is headed for a wreck. I'm talking about the country and the past How can we stop it, man?
It's not going to happen.
What do we do, you know?
Get out. Secession now. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you. There's no turning this around.
Get out of New Jersey. Move away. Move to a place where the government at least trusts you enough to pump your own gas.
Did they legalize pumping your own gas in Oregon? Because didn't it used to be Jersey and Oregon?
Jersey and Oregon. I don't know the answer to that.
I feel like I heard that Oregon legalized pumping your own gas, but I could be wrong. If you're up there and you know for sure... Yeah. You can
make the choice to kill yourself, but you can't make the choice to pump your gas. he asked a very real question about
socialism.
What do you do to stop this, train wreck of a country? Well, first we need to understand that the whole world's on a path to socialism, because socialism is such an attractive philosophy to governments. Politicians love socialism because you're saying, hey, politician, take care of my problems. And they understand.
In the words of Homer Simpson, can't someone else do it?
Right. turns out life's difficult. You got to make choices about school and allocation of money and health care and all these other things. And when you take those things away, basically what you're saying is that I'd rather be a domestic animal than a wild animal. I'd rather be the dog that has, dried out horse meat in the form of kibble put down in front of me twice a day with a bowl of water and told when I can go potty and when I, where I can go, put on a leash, drug around the block, and called a real life rather than a wolf who's out chasing down his own food and making, something for his own little group. And living a real life. Like, look, you can have that. It's just that my wolf self should not be tied in because you like leashes.
Yeah.
Listen here, poodle. You can have whatever life you want.
Sure. Have
Keep
a master.
Your stinking leash to yourself.
Right. Have all the masters you want. Have hire people to tell you what to do.
Right.
Whatever.
I don't want to tear down your government, people, but it's in hock $20 trillion.
It's going to go down eventually.
Right,
you do
and it's
it or,
your government, yeah. It's not my government. Just because they claim ownership of me and my child,
yeah.
Just because they said at birth that I'm their citizen, that I owe them, if I go to work anywhere in the world and make a certain amount of money, I've got to pay the United States government, that's not true. It's just what they do.
So
they don't own you.
I did look it up. According to the Oregonian, OregonLive.com, this is from this year, by the way, May 24th. A bill to allow self-service gas in several rural Oregon counties.
Well, that's exactly right. It's the city folks that can't handle that crap.
Right. It'll land on the governor's desk. I don't know if she signed it, but this, back in May, this was being sent by the Senate and the House to the governor. They list the counties here, but it will only be allowed between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. So only if you're there after the station has closed and they
pump
still...
your own gas. Whoa. Settle down, country folks.
The toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying
from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So don't forget to check out our website. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can chat all at the same time over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back into your calls, but I did a little more digging here on the self-service gas bill in Oregon. I misspoke. I had said that there were a number of counties, rural counties, where you would be allowed to pump your gas between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. That was not quite the case. So according to BendBulletin.com, well, actually, according to a couple different sites, EastOregonian.com says this bill was signed by the governor. So this has gone through, but it does not.
People of Oregon can now pump their own gas.
No. Only drivers in 15 Oregon counties.
Can you claim that you are a free human being if you cannot pump your own gas?
No, you cannot.
Can you claim that you are anything but a pet of the government if you simply can't, like, they decide whether you can pump your own gas?
I mean, the fact that the Oregon and New Jersey have had these laws in place for so long prohibiting self-service gas is just so absurd.
Fascinating.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, any argument that these unions must are making to stay in power there, because that's what it is. It's the gas pumper guys' unions that, you know, keep this thing going. It's all got to be fear-based, like, my God, look at these people pumping their own gas. Sometimes they spill it. There have been explosions. People have lit gas on fire. I mean, I'm sure you can find...
You said that scene from Zoolander.
I'm sure you can find all kinds of examples.
Right, I'm sure you can find all kinds of examples, but all you have to have done is had your gas pumped by one of these people, and you realize, oh, they're not doing any better than anybody else.
No,
they're busy.
Just,
they're running around the pumps. They're not paying any attention. They're holding
it
on.
Jockeys. You know,
whatever they're doing, they're not doing any better than anybody else.
Right, they didn't go to some special training class to make sure that they're super, super safe or whatever.
Even if they did, you know, what difference does it make?
So here's the detail. So according to BenBulletin.com, the bill allows drivers in 15 Oregon counties, and I checked, there are 36. So under half of the counties in Oregon, you'll be able to pump your own gas anytime, day or night. Oregon did not allow any self-service at gas stations until 2005, when overnight self-service was approved in some rural counties. New Jersey is the only other state with limits on self-service gas stations. In addition to Crook and Jefferson counties, in addition to Crook and Jefferson, counties covered by the bill include, and then they go through a long list. Then it also says they're adding Clatsop, Curry, and Tillamook counties, allowing drivers to pump their own gas between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. So a bunch of counties will be allowed. You'll be allowed to do it anytime you want. In some counties,
they're getting the country folk upgrade.
In some counties, you'll only be able to do it between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. And of course, in the rest of them, sorry, you can't pump your own gas.
I guess that the idea is there that the little old ladies will be by the gas station to, pump during the day, and they'll continue to get their self-service or their full service or whatever that they're forced into. And, the folks that are getting it after 6 o'clock, that they can handle it in some way.
The bill's supporters said the move will help cut costs at gas stations in rural areas that might close early instead of paying to staff full-service pumps. A Senate staff analysis said the current limits, quote, can lead to situations in which a traveler may be without the ability to refuel in remote locations late at night.
Right. I live out in the country. I often stop at this gas station that, although it's closed,
the pumps stay on.
Swipe a card and pump gas. I only figured this out by driving past and seeing people there, and I'm like, I'm going to go check that out. And it's so much, there's never a line.
Right. It's easy.
Pop in, swipe, pump, you're out of there.
The stations that have a retail space, however, such as a convenience store, would be required to continue full service operations. So
why? Because they're open. That's why.
Because
if you're going to have if you're going to have somebody in there serving, Snickers bars and soda pops.
Right.
By God, you're going to have somebody out there pumping gas, too. People
it's
have
so
to have
crazy.
Jobs.
It's so crazy. So I guess I was wrong. It's still illegal to pump gas in most of Oregon. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything you want. We go to Jeremy. He's in Oklahoma, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Jeremy.
This is Jamie, not Jeremy.
Hey.
I went duck hunting 4 years ago, come out the woods, and all of a sudden the communists are fighting the Nazis in the street. I don't know what's going on.
Is this Jamie Crane?
This is Jamie Crane. The Apprentice is now the president, and I'm just confused as all get out, man. And now you're advocating for taking away one of the only skills I have in pumping gas. You, Ian Freeman.
Man, we haven't heard your voice in a long time, brother. How you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you're welcome, I guess.
No, the thing about the statues is this. I don't know which side is more dumb. Somebody who wants to protect statues of bureaucrats, and bureaucrats just really, really, really love making statues of themselves.
Sure do.
Or the other side who thinks that their enemy is bronze and stone. Their enemy's the idea. It's flesh, it's blood. It's stuff that you can't destroy. You can only fix by education. So which side's more ignorant in this whole statue deal?
Yeah, it's
Heck,
a hard
I've never
call.
Seen a, the only statue that I've ever seen in my life, Nolan Ryan. And 2 years from today, or 2 days from today, I believe it was in 1998, August 22nd, he struck out Ricky Henderson for his 5,000th strikeout. And I'd be darned if I'm going to let some Oakland A's fans tear down that statue of Nolan Ryan at the ballpark in Arlington. I'll be there with my tiki torch.
Oh, I love you, man.
Anyway, that's all I got.
I hear you become a hair farmer of sorts.
What's that mean?
Like yes, I have.
Spending all of his time growing hair.
Yeah, I've grown out my beard and created a little business that I sell around the country online. It's just more of a hobby than anything. The only reason I made that business, Mark, was because I wanted to make commercials and I needed a product to make commercials. True story. That's the only reason I made a beard oil company. I grew a beard because there's good jokes in it, and that's it.
The beard oil? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Beard oil?
Beard oil and beard balm. And
what do you do with this? What is it for?
You rub it in your beard.
You moisturize your beard with it. I need it badly. I have a bottle.
You got a big old beard.
I have a bottle, but it smells like patchouli, so I never put it on.
It pretty much attracts the opposite sex.
Is that right?
It's not guaranteed, but I mean, it does for me.
So what is this thing called? What's the product called?
If you don't oil your beard, then it gets dry. It falls out.
Okay.
It curls up and gets wild.
If you don't use beard oil, you pretty much have a 1970s woman bush growing on your chin. So you need to moisturize some.
And so you started a beard oil company.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I mean, that or pumping gas, that was my two choices. You advocated against that, so.
Where does one go to learn more about this beard oil? You want to plug the website?
Oh, sure, if you don't mind. Downdrake. Yeah. DownDrakeBeard.com. It's just a way to fund my duck hunting, is all it is.
Drake. So what's it smell like, a duck?
Well, not really a duck. I mean, we got mint. We got the hated patchouli that you just spoke about. And then we got one called powder that kind of smells nice. My lady loves the powder.
All right. Very cool.
Even like some young, do you get like a bubblegum smelling one?
I can make cotton candy and bubblegum for you, Ian.
Thanks for the call, dude. Nice to hear from you. Hope to hear from you again. I appreciate it.
I'm going to have to let y'all go. I got more callers.
He's a busy man. Thanks for the call. For those that don't know, that's Jamie Crane. He used to host a great podcast called Wheels Off Liberty. I don't know if
you can get the old episodes, they're worth listening to.
I don't think it's the site up. Maybe it is. Maybe it's still there. We didn't ask him that, but check that out. Great show. Funny guys. I guess they retired from that, and he's moving into making beard balm. Mm-hmm. How about that? I didn't even know such a thing existed. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Let's go and get your dose of hate for the night from Scott the Bigot. He's on the line in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening, Marky and Johnny Ray. You know, the American people are stupid. What happened in Charlottesville and in Boston? No one can see that behind all of these statues, it's not the statues and the Confederate flags. George Soros is there, who's an international Jewish banker. I'll spit it out. The Jews are behind it all. And I mean international Jews are behind it all. They want to make America into a communist country. We already have a Zionist occupied government. What that means is the Jews control Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, the media, Hollywood, American foreign policy. And
but most of the laws are being passed by Christians.
What's that?
Most of the politicians would describe themselves as Christians.
They're just a Gentile front. That's all they are, a Gentile front.
What's with these Christians being so easily manipulated? I mean, you know,
you don't give them any credit. I want your listeners to read the protocols.
That sounds really boring. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want, even if it's ridiculous conspiracy theories that hold virtually no water whatsoever. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two coming up. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.